Annyeonghaseyo. I'm Lieutenant Colonel Chris Taddeo, United States Army retired, here to tell you about Cabinet 10, the Korean War display. The Korean War began on June 25, 1950, when North Korea invaded South Korea. It ceased with an armistice on July 27, 1953. The United States and its allies entered the Korean War in an effort to repulse the invading North Korean and Chinese communists. In 3 years of brutal fighting, the conflict became the most destructive war in the modern era, inflicting around 3 million fatalities and more civilian deaths than either World War II or the impending Vietnam War. No peace treaty between North and South Korea has ever been signed, making this a frozen conflict. Although I did not serve in the Korean War, I was stationed at the U.S. Army garrison Yongsan in Seoul, South Korea, for 3 years, from 1997 to 2000. The mementos in this cabinet that I donated are the Korean money, known as won, and a rock I brought home from a tunnel discovered under the demilitarized zone, better known as the DMZ, which remains to this day the very dangerous and heavily fortified boundary between North and South Korea. 155 miles of no man's land, once called the scariest place on earth. The Korean War was fought mostly by World War II veterans using World War II era equipment and weapons. The M1 Garand was the primary individual weapon of the Allies. Displayed on the top shelf is an M1 carbine, a smaller, lighter version of the M1 Garand, used primarily by combat support personnel. The Korean conflict witnessed the most significant use of jets in war up to that time. An early jet pilot's helmet with radio microphone is on display at the top right of the cabinet. Also on the top shelf are the heavy gloves and hats needed to deal with the typically bitter cold conditions of winter on the Korean peninsula. The middle shelf shows a model of landing craft and frogmen, recalling the beach reconnaissance and preparations for the Allied amphibious assault landing at Incheon, near Seoul, a mission designed to cut off the North Korean army in the south. The bottom shelf of Cabinet 10 shows various artifacts brought home from Korea and donated to the VMB Museum by local veterans. Thank you for your attention and enjoy the rest of your tour of the VMB Museum.